You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Today we're with Father Ken Bartsch, one of the friars who lives here at Mount St. Francis in southern Indiana and works as a VA chaplain here in Louisville. And we've been having a series of conversations, Father Ken, about talking to people about their children, their adult children who don't go to Mass, and what we can do to console them. And we were talking, you and I, and you have a little bit of different perspective, more what is it that has pulled people away through your work at the VA and other work you've done over the years and your experience of those who, for one reason or another, have felt distanced.
I begin with a story of a Vietnam veteran that I met. Of course, the Vietnam War ended 40-some years ago. And, you know, I just asked him, I said, I have you listed on my list as a Roman Catholic. And he immediately said, I have nothing to do with the church. They're a bunch of hypocrites. And you know, I knew immediately that he had come back from Vietnam. He had found a church that was no longer familiar. The rituals had changed. The altar had been changed, moved, and the language was different. Music was very different. They were playing guitars now. And he had never been that well connected to the church before. He had been a church goer on with his family, but there was nothing familiar about this church that he re-entered. And at the same time, he was severely hurt morally by his experience of war. And he had a story to tell, but he couldn't tell it. Probably didn't want to tell it, but he needed to. And quite frankly, they didn't want to hear it. They had sent this young man, 18, 17 years old, off to combat. A member of family, church, classmate, and when he came back, he knew that he didn't belong to his class, to his church, to his family. And he had found a residence in the woods by himself and stayed there for 40 years. Eventually living off his military pension and whatever, Social Security, and just had little or no contact with people. He believed they didn't want to hear his story. And the truth of the matter was, they didn't. And he knew that instinctively. So he simply walked away from the church. Didn't need it. Meant nothing to him. And, you know, I think this particular individual, I don't think had children. He might have. But many Vietnam veterans came back with that similar experience. If they picked up any ceremonies of values, it would be sports. And that's about it. Entertainment. Of course, entertainment has its own values. Movies and television and music and so forth. So these were his ceremonies, these were his values. But God, the church represents God. The church is this enormous group of people from, you know, popes and cardinals and all their regalia, to teenagers wearing these ghastly shirts with an image of the crucified face. The church's buildings and storefronts and Gothic cathedrals, the church, is music. It's enormous. It's enormous. You would think there's something for everybody in all of these variations of church, but there's not a place for people who have these kinds of experiences. At least many of them simply don't recognize the church as a home for them. So I listened to this veteran, and I heard as much as he cared to tell me about his life, about his experience. This morning's reading is second reading by about St. Aelred on love. Just a beautiful reading, a beautiful reading. You know, to take that and read it twice and read it slowly and read it with gratitude and appreciation and, you know, to really, he's talking about, you know, the love of one's enemies. And I'm thinking, you know, for most people, love is about a boy and a girl, or perhaps a man and a woman who may or may not be married. No, love is about love of one's enemies. If you don't love your enemy, no point in talking about love at all. But love is not about a man and a woman. It's about a church. It's about a community. It's about people who put up with each other and endure each other and forgive each other and quarrel with each other and reconcile with each other. It's about a church that is eager to welcome the Vietnam veteran, the Iraqi veteran, the Afghanistan veteran, and not to mention, of course, the Hispanic aliens, mm-hmm. The so-called illegal aliens who are not doing anything immoral as they come to this country. You know, this is what love is about. Love is love about strangers. It's about enemies, and it's also about one's friends mm-hmm. and close ones and family and so forth. This is the self-sacrificing love that acts within the Spirit, within the Holy Spirit, doing the right thing.
And isn't it that sort of witness that, it would appear to me, mm-hmm. that that's the sort of witness that would break through to someone who feels estranged from the church,
yeah.
or, you know, when people who are identified with the church
yeah.
live that kind of self-sacrificing, obvious self-sacrificing
right.
life,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be the inspiration or maybe the recognition of Jesus
yeah.
in life today
yeah.
that might mean someone to who's feeling estranged?
Right, yeah. And I've been speaking about immersing oneself in the tradition. That's absolutely important. And then, of course, practice of charity, you know, mm-hmm. the volunteering, especially volunteering. We all do our jobs, but volunteering, as people are doing in our Franciscan kitchen down in Louisville, volunteering in the hospitals, in the VA. I mean, the VA is animated by a huge number of volunteers. And they have a great love for our veterans, and God bless them. You know, they don't have any illusions about veterans. They know these people, and yet they are making sacrifice. You know, sacrificing time and energy. As you might know, the Robley Rex Hospital was named after a volunteer who was continuing to volunteer into his 105th year.
Oh my goodness.
He was a World War I veteran, and he was still going at it in 2007 when I began there. So this kind of sacrifice, you know. And I think there's a strain of out there that says we shouldn't have to make sacrifice. And yet every good parent knows it's a life of sacrifice. And we must do that to be at all faithful to the sacrifice of Jesus. It's just ridiculous not to.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Father Ken.
Okay.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.